Kelvinator, builder of Nash motor cars, Kelvinator and Leonard Home Appliances, presents the Andrews Sisters Show. With the top few glances of the week, one of the stars of Metro Golden Mare's Technicolor musical Meet Me in St. Louis, it's Marjorie Main. With George Gabby Hayes, Marvin Miller, Dewey Alamo Markham, Coy Lilly, and the writers of the Purple Sage, Dick Joan and his orchestra, and starring the Andrews Sisters.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, people are gonna gather round for me. The baby's heart will be in a whirl, the one that feels the sergeant's girl of everyone. When Johnny comes marching home, when Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, give them a hearty welcome, then hurrah, hurrah. And the boys will shout, and all the ladies will all turn out, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. The bugle will blow, the letter will run, and Johnny comes marching home again. Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, sing and shout around. You'll have to find him riding in the general town.
All or nothing at all, tonight you've gone and I want to fall.
Oh, Laverne, thank you. He's been gone from the ranch for a week. You've got to forget him.
Forget him? But he's so wonderful. The way he rides and looks. And,
Oh, Laverne, look, after all, he's only a singer.
Oh, no, Master. That is a great musician. You should hear him play the piccolo.
Oh, Laverne, you don't have to be a great musician to do that. Anybody can learn to play the piccolo.
From the inside?
Oh. If Laverne's still moving around over that Sinatra Maverick, he sure got it bad.
Bad? Why, the poor kid swoons every time she passes a mop handle.
Laverne, I don't see what you want to pine over that buzzard for with a husky man like me around.
That's right, Laverne. Why bother with the mop handle when you can have the mop?
Never mind the mop. Look at my physique. Why, the gals look at me and say, what a pair of shoulders. And they look at that skinny coyote and say, what's a pair of shoulders?
Oh, now, Gabby, you couldn't be jealous, could you?
Who, me jealous of some of it? I'd sooner be jealous of a motherless calf. Well, he's so anemic that when he stays out all night, only one eye gets bloodshot.
Here's the phone. I'll get it, kid. Andy's sister's ate to the bar ranch, trying to keep one in the middle speaking.
It did? Oh, that's wonderful.
That'll make the children in town very happy.
What happened?
Oh, the schoolhouse at the county seat just burned down.
I hope my old man got out all right.
Yes, we'll be glad to have you.
We'll reserve a room just for you.
Goodbye.
Another reservation, Tom?
Yes, the school mom at the county seat wants to spend a few days on the ranch while repairs are being made on the schoolhouse.
School mom, eh? Well, now, that's for me. Reminds me of the time in Dodge City when two school moms were just mad about me. Hey, I'll never forget the day they decided to shoot it out, see which one would get me.
Well, which one got you?
Both of them. One of them in the leg and the other in the hip.
Gabby. Hey, come to think of it, kid. This schoolteacher might teach to account him for manners. And then when we have pretty dudes on the ranch, they'll know how to act.
Yeah, and incidentally, Gabby, you need to be taught some manners.
Well, what have I done now?
Well, for instance, last night you reached all the way across the table for the bread. Then you reached across the table for the meat. Gabby, don't you have a tongue?
Yeah, but my arms are longer.
You see, that's what I mean. I think this schoolteacher will help our ranch a lot.
Well, that's good.
Well, that's good, good, good.
Nice, 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 nice,
For example, the old saying, waste not, want not. Well, that's been given a new twist in these days of food rationing. For in addition to its original meaning, we've learned to interpret it as follows. Don't waste anything, and don't hanker too much after what you can't get. Yes, we Americans have learned to conserve vital supplies and to take shortages of many items right in our stride. Here at Kelvinator today, we're producing solely for the fighting front. But we do pledge you that when our war job is done, we will bring you new Kelvinator refrigerators, electric ranges, and home freezers. New and finer home appliances that will make your kitchen truly the heart of your home. And meanwhile, depend on this. Your Kelvinator dealer and all other home appliance dealers stand by to help you keep your appliances at top efficiency. Until that day when you and he will have the great new products of tomorrow.
Working for the Anvil sisters!
Oh. Is that what you mean, Miss Betty? I sure do, Eleanor. You know, we have a ranch guest coming in for the county seat, and we want you to fix up a real good dinner.
Hey, Miss Betty, I've got a meal fit for tea.
Oh, that's fine, Eleanor.
Look here, Miss Betty. In regard to that matter of foreign policy...
Foreign policy?
Yes, ma'am. Could you possibly consider lending me a few dollars to pay aid?
But Alamo, I've already advanced you some money.
Miss Betty, if you want to cook on this here ranch, you better give me advance on my advance.
But what do you mean?
Well, you see, I just got up with Mr. Morgenthau, and I quote from the letter. Quote, dear Mr. Alamo, concern of your income tax for last year, to wit, please...
Yes. Why, you shouldn't mind paying your income tax.
Oh, I don't mind paying my income tax at all. I love it.
You do?
Yes, ma'am. For three good reasons. In the first place, I love my country. And in the second place, I am patriotic. And in the third place, Mr. Marvin Carr won't take it anyway.
Well, I'll get the price. You mean you're broke?
No, ma'am. Not unless you call not having any money being broke. And you know what income tax is. Tell that backwards, that's Alcatraz.
Well, we'll take care of that later, Alamo. Say, what are you going to have for dinner? You know, that chicken you cooked last week was pretty good.
Oh, Miss Petty, don't remind me of that chicken.
Well, why not? It tasted all right.
I know it, but I got so mad stuffing that chicken that he and I got together and I could have killed him.
Oh, Alamo, how are you so young?
But I'm going back in the kitchen because here comes the rattle with a purple sage. Singing, twiddle-em, twiddle-em, sweet, twiddle-em, oh boy, sing that.
We love twiddle, come on, come on, we love twiddle, and I wish you, your patience, oh, for me, We look well, not just drowsy. We look well, not in pain. Thank you, baby. Come on, baby. Get my friend, we look well. We look well, not in reason. We look well, what you call.
Is this wide and never? Honey, I'm in love with you.
You know, a friend of ours remarked not long ago, when the war is over, I'm going to pin a medal on this male star of mine, because I've learned that it was really built to take it. And if that narcissist could talk, it would probably say, and I'll pin one on you, too. Because...
Marv.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's Matt.
Well, look, Marv, how about giving this gal the chance to do the commercial? You know, we've wanted to be an actress for so long.
Oh, why? Oh, sure, Patty, if you want to that bad, here.
Oh, no thanks, Marv. You keep that one. We've got one of our own.
For a car in Trinidad, best damn car we ever had. Over up this road, it goes like a fire. You know name, and it rhymes with hair. Finance and tell, be makers. Much less your after all. You'll find your way there. Shoot them high and Yankee dollar.
Oh, it's a fact, man, it's a fact.
I hope that now done in our plan, we do for Yankee government. We work for boys who fight so well, making stuff to win and not to sell. Buy Nash and tell V-Nator, must wait till after all. You'll find no way to help, keep them high and Yankee dollars.
It's a fight, man, it's a fight.
When the day comes, he'll be ready to offer you new Nash cars with the even greater comfort, the even greater dependability, and the amazing gasoline economy that will make your new Nash the automobile that was worth waiting for.
Charlie, I actually like the best car!
Hey, Miss Maine, I almost forgot. Here's a telegram for you. Come this morning.
Thank you. Come as well. Where am I staying? What is so many? Oh, did you lose your glasses?
No. I think the busy teaching school is probably more than ever long days.
Well, all it says is that your school has been repaired and the school at the county seat resumes tomorrow.
Well, I reckon now I'm a happy vacation, ain't it,
girl? Well, I bet you'd be glad to be back. Do you really think the kids burnt down the schoolhouse?
No, they didn't do it.
So what makes you so sure?
Well, I want a vacation, I'll burn it down myself.
We appreciate your coming up, and we've enjoyed having you.
Ah, thank you, girls. We sure had fun.
Sunday breakfast on the table. Ain't we got fun?
please, Bill.
Oh, we got a mirror.
Something to say about income taxes?
Well, it's just this, Pat. Everyone whose 1934 income was $500 or more must file an income tax return not later than midnight of March 15th. That's next Thursday night. And don't forget, folks, the money we pay in taxes has to pay for victory.
Don't look at me, Miss Machine. Mine's all made out and paid.
Miss Patty, you have a telegram that's come over the telephone. And I trust you can extinguish the massage.
Well, let me look at it. Andy Sisters, MKA to the Bride Student. Coming up to look at your calves, hope you're in good shape. Sophie, around next Sunday, signed Jerry Colonna.
Oh, wonderful.
Gee, we're doing okay, Pat. Colonna's coming up next Sunday. And get this, week after that, Bob Hope will be here.
But Colonna can't come up.
Why not, Laverne?
Because the Allies just captured Cologne.
Oh, Laverne, see you all next week, everybody, and thanks, Marjorie Maine, for dropping in today.
We'll be with you next Sunday afternoon.
By Nash Kelvinator, peacetime manufacturer of Nash Motor Cars, Kelvinator, and Leonard Home Appliances, now devoted 100% to production for war. The Andrew Sisters Show with Marjorie Maine will be transmitted to our troops overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio System. Marjorie Maine may be seen in the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture called The Harvey Girl. Gabby Hayes is under contract to Republic Pictures. This is Marvin Miller speaking.